Hello, today is January 22nd, and this is Brianna, a fourth grader in Ms. Morris's class at Independence Elementary School in Yukon, Oklahoma. Today we are talking about what sound is, sounds, and music. I'll be interviewing Mallory today. So tell me, Mallory, what is the loudness a measure of? How can loudness change?
And sound waves produced by thunder has more energy than sound waves produced by a ticking watch.
Thanks for that great explanation. Now, Mallory, what is a pitch and what causes an instrument like a violin to have a high pitch?
Pitch is what makes a sound seem high or low. How have you ever heard that sound of clock chanking and squeaking on a clockboard?
Okay. Please tell us what an example of a wind instrument is and what causes a wind instrument to have a lower pitch.
A cello produces a low-pitched sound because it is so big.
Thanks for that description. Last of all, please explain to us how our ears work.
The outer ear traps sound waves and sends them into the middle ear. The sound waves travel through the ear's central until they hit the eardrum. This makes the eardrum vibrate. Three tiny bones in the middle ear vibrate when the eardrum vibrates. The vibration moves into an area of the inner ear called the conical. This area is filled with liquid.
That's all we have for you today. Thanks so much for listening to this audio recording from Independence Elementary School in Yukon, Oklahoma.